Wow, Scott Green.
Hey, yeah,
yeah.
You have a serious radio hat on?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
Taylor from TSS Radio. Love that dude.
That guy's, he's like really in with Sirius, huh?
He's a good dude, man. He's a real good dude.
He knows a lot of shit about Sirius.
He knows a lot of shit about all the shows.
He knows way more about... Can that dude Twitter what time I'm on the radio and what channels I'm on? Because I don't
probably,
know.
Probably.
I bet you he does.
I bet you he does.
That guy's a fucking gun.
A bunch of his workers that work in the warehouse are like huge Ellis fans.
Are they?
And they listen every single day, yes.
But he's not, though.
No, he listened. I mean, he tries to listen to every show because he's, you know, he's Taylor. He's a Howard freak by nature. But he does listen to you. But his warehouse guys listen to you guys every day. So.
And after this, we've got a new game, ladies and gentlemen. ATM.
What does that stand for? Find out after this.
Well, wait a minute. Welcome back to the Jason Isles Show. We are live in the morning. You can give us a call at 866-YO-FACTION and you can talk to us and we'll tell you to fuck off and try to ruin your day with some dead baby news or something devastating like that. We have Scott Green, who is a potential Ellis Mania Hall of Famer.
Thank you.
He's here, and of course Rumble Tumskin is here.
Hello.
And then of course, what's your name?
Foxy.
Foxy is here. Foxy, it's great to have
you. Good morning.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you. You guys switched times on me.
Well,
sorry, I lost my voice last night.
Why did you lose your voice? What were you doing?
Because I had to do a club appearance, so.
What club did you go to?
Club Cobra, up in North Hollywood.
And what did you do there?
Meet and greet, take pictures all night.
You took pictures all night?
Yeah. That's why I'm like full of makeup right now.
Did you have sex with anybody?
No.
Why are you saying no? Like, it's gross. Like, what's wrong with having sex with people?
Because I'm not the type that goes home with guys.
You're not a whore.
In the clubs, you know?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Kind of, sort of, yeah, I would say.
So you wouldn't cheat on him?
No.
Right. You've never done that?
Well, I wouldn't say cheat because we're not, like, I don't know, official, you know?
Right, so you can sleep with people
until
sometimes.
Until I have a ring on my finger, then I would be like, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm with this guy.
Sure.
But, you know, he understands my situation, so.
Your situation, what's
He's
that?
He's probably listening, because I told him to listen.
Right. So he has Sirius.
Yeah.
So you did a meet and greet, and you signed autographs at a club, and did you dance?
No, I didn't dance.
You don't dance?
Well, it's like a club, so I was there, and, you know, everyone was just taking pictures, and there was a couple other porn stars, female porn stars.
Female porn stars.
Yeah.
But people might not know that Roxy is a beautiful girl with big tits. I've held your tits.
They're great.
Remember when the anaconda bit me on the neck and I held your tits?
Yeah, I think you just did that because you wanted to hold them. But yeah, I remember.
I don't have a problem with grabbing your tits. I told you, I like your tits. I do.
I like my tits, too.
I love tits. I'll grab anyone's tits.
I grabbed your tits, too, yeah.
You grabbed their tits for a long time.
Yeah, because it took a while for that snake to bite.
You held on.
So he really held on.
But, Foxy, you have a penis also.
I do.
Sometimes.
Yeah, when she's functioning.
She's a she.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like a boat.
Like a pussy, you know, it's like a female pussy.
Does she have a name?
No. Just her.
Fair enough. So anyway, we're going to have a contest right now that, because Scott Green, you don't really make any money.
I got laid off, you know.
You got laid off.
The same day that Tully left, and I still haven't found a job.
You still haven't found a job.
How about you being porn? You could be in female porn. We'll hire you.
I don't know about
we'll hold on to your little rings on your chin.
What does he have to do? What would he have to do? Just fuck you?
Just get hard, and that's it.
And that's
just
it?
Perform.
How much money would a man make having sex with Foxy in a video?
Well, we would consider him an amateur, so just a couple hundred.
For one scene?
Yeah, just for a scene.
And how long would this scene, like, would he have to do, like, what would this involve?
It depends what kind of scene it is. It could be just an oral scene, it could be a hardcore.
So when you say a hardcore, that would mean he would into your anus.
Well, yeah.
Well, sorry, I'm not in porn. I'm just people
I'm
who
sure
are listening.
You've seen plenty of porn.
You think hardcore would be?
She thinks
I'm crazy, huh?
She's
you are crazy.
Look, don't
quit.
Wow. Take a shot. You think that I'm a maniac, don't you?
Just a little.
Why?
Because you're Australian.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, you win. So, well, you could be in porn, or you could, Foxy could blow you for a couple of $100. Could you blow him more than once? Well, his career would be over.
I mean, hey, if he can, you know, bust twice in one scene, that's awesome.
Did you get paid double
before
for that?
No.
How did I become a female porn star all of a sudden?
What's wrong with that? What about if you're dressed as the Gimp?
You take the opportunity where you can get it, Scott Green.
Well, now
this
everybody.
Is, this is the job that's
now you just gave away the secret identity of the Gimp, Jason. Why did you have to do that? That was my Batman. That was my secret identity.
I didn't give it away. Allegedly, that could have been anybody. You're the one that just sunk the ship, asshole.
Cowfucker raped it. He raped it so much that there was blood all over the stall. Cowfucker raped it. He raped the poor cow even though he was way too small.
Tiny motherfucker.
The heifer just faked it.
Does anyone else feel as these Jingleberry songs get more elaborate that those guys just secretly want to be shitty pop stars?
Yeah, it's not going to work out.
No,
Colin's
it isn't.
Too fat.
No, it's not going to work out
but
for
Jonas,
a lot of reasons.
The Jonas Brothers did just retire. Maybe there's a slot.
There's a slot open.
There's no slot open for the Jingleberries. But I've got a feeling they want it.
I don't know.
I think they could do stuff. Kelly, you look like you've just woken up.
I've actually been awake for a little while.
Right.
But this is what I look like for the first 3 hours of consciousness.
It looks refreshing. You look like you're
laughing.
Do I look refreshed?
You do.
Hi, we haven't met.
Hi, I'm Foxy. Alyssa,
Foxy.
A.K.A.
Sorry,
Alyssa.
Michael. Foxy.
Foxy, did you say you live in a cave?
No way.
Okay. That's what I thought you said.
I just got a little hard when you said that.
I wouldn't expect that you live in a cave. That's what I was surprised
by. I do want to fuck a...
Yeah, the bat cave.
Inner cave.
And you could be Alfred, okay?
Now I'm butlering this transaction.
Yeah, gotta be useful. Someone.
Yeah, serve me drinks while I fuck her. Okay?
It's like more tawdry than being a stunt dick.
did you know you can earn a couple of $100? I don't know how your writing career is going. You can earn a couple of $100 filming with Foxy blowjob. A couple of $100, amateur porn.
Or you can blow me, either way.
You can't even get it up, Foxy.
How do you know?
Because I've seen you.
Because none of you guys are, like, attractive enough to even get up for.
Oh, that's one of the problems.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think we're attractive?
Well, after a couple snake bites, maybe. But I see money. Money always turns me on. Look at all this. Wow, hundreds, twenties. What were you guys doing? Sucking each other's
some
dick without
some singles
me?
In there?
God.
Man, Foxy is a fucking asshole.
Hey, this is what happens when you switch the times of the radio show, and I'm like, I only got 2 hours of sleep because I'm like, okay, if I fall asleep, wake up, I'm probably not going to make it, so.
So you've been up all night?
I had like two alarms. I had the front desk call me, and then I had the alarm.
The front desk call you?
Yeah, you know, they
do
that.
You live in a hotel?
I don't live here. I'm visiting.
Oh. Where do you live?
Las Vegas.
Oh.
Jeez.
Sorry, just asking a couple of questions.
See, just because you sit back here with the microphone, you don't know what's going on with your...
In the outside world, it's not just because of the microphone, trust me. I don't know what's going on in the outside world for a reason. So anyway, we have a contest. It's a great contest, and I'm happy you're here because you're going to be witness. I believe this is going to start your day off right, because this is going to be some hilarious shit.
Okay,
I'm going to enjoy myself.
What is the nature of this contest?
This song is called... This game is called ATM.
Which stands for...
Which stands for Automated Tranny Machine.
Oh, I was thinking ass to mouth. Sorry.
Wow.
That's my turn.
She is a porn star, I guess. Right?
She's ahead of the game.
Well, you're kind of connecting the dots. That's cool.
Hey.
We could play ass to mouth if you wanted, Scott Green.
No. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I mean, it's early.
It's been
fun,
guys.
You come all this way.
It's been fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Why start drawing lines in the sand now?
I know. Live a little, man. When was the last time you did ass to mouth?
Years.
Could be your double-sided rainbow, champ. Anyway,
did you guys watch
yes
the rainbow?
Yeah.
Did was it because I sent it?
I didn't know
no,
you sent it, but
I saw it individually.
Oh, okay.
Separately.
Rodo's trying to take full responsibility for it. He saw it all.
I'm sure a lot of people saw it.
Full double rainbow.
It's a life-affirming experience.
I really like that guy.
That guy's great. Yeah.
He's awesome. Stoked.
I'm happy for his happiness.
Yes, I almost cried on his behalf.
Yeah. No, I wanted to... I wish I had been there so that I could have cried with him. I would have. I'm not lying. Why not? Let
you know
it go.
What? I'll admit
it. Let it all out.
I've cried like that once in my life over, you know, over a situational thing where, you know...
Is this the last ass to mouth?
No, unfortunately not.
Right, you didn't cry about that at all. You were extremely
happy. But I have done that where,
he's
like...
He's crying. What
an
does this mean?
Experience has been so amazing that I've sobbed. Thanks, Tully, you fucking asshole.
If people want to see Foxy, I just realized this. TS, is it a little dash, foxy.com.
Foxy with two X's.
Foxy with two X's. You can go there right now if you're around a computer and check out Foxy. You've got really nice tits. I know because I've squeezed them. The only thing that I could say about squeezing your tits is I really don't remember it because I was about to be bitten in the neck by an 8-foot anaconda and I almost blacked out from how stupid I realized I was by accepting that challenge.
I know. That was... Ugh.
But...
Extreme.
I do remember seeing your boobs and thinking, wow, those are nice boobs.
You want to see them again?
Yes.
I knew it. That's all you have to say. You don't gotta, like, you know, lead on to, like, wow, your boobs. Just say, bitch, let me see your tits.
And oh, like, okay. Well then, yeah, bitch, show me your tits. Man, as far as I can tell, they look like a girl's boobs.
Well, they are.
Did you get nipple surgery?
No.
They look like girls' nipples.
That's the estrogen.
Because you got chick tits. You look like a chick, completely.
Thanks, I hope so.
Right. Working out for you.
Is that what you were going for? Because it's working.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's you. No. Yeah, well,
are you still putting M&Ms in your penis? What are your foreskin?
The king of all pouches you're referring to. That's old school shit for me. I've moved on.
Well, it's new to me, and that was kind of
exciting. Did you see that on demand? You didn't see? You haven't seen my penis?
No.
On demand. It's on there.
On demand.
Mm-hmm. People
what
want
is that?
To see it.
On demand? Is that like an online
TV thing.
Site?
It's technical stuff.
Oh.
Anyway, let's get this game going. Scott Green, you are going to be blindfolded, and we are going to be gluing money to Foxy, and there is going to be a $100 bill involved in this. It is going to be around an area, and if you can get it off that area, anything you can get off with your mouth, that is all yours. And
with
you can
my
take
mouth?
A, yeah,
oh,
with your mouth.
Man.
Do I need to ask if you've found a new job yet?
No.
He hasn't.
No, I'm still homeless. I'm still
so
a fucking jobless
bastard.
We're going to glue all this money to you, naked, and then he's going to take that money off you, and all the money that he takes off you, he gets to take home with him today on the Jason Ellis Show.
Man.
I'm going to make sure to put the $100 veil between my toes. You'll never find it there.
That's a joke, right, Foxy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when she says toe, she's referring to her huge, hard cock. Scott Green, how do you feel about this upcoming game, and how badly do you want this $100 bill?
I am very secure in my masculinity, and I like cash.
Yeah, so there you're going to go for it.
Those are my two lines, and I'm sticking to them.
All right, well, I'm busy as suck cock if you can get in here. Let's get everybody worked out here. So I feel, if you would like to...
Why do I always have to get naked when I come on the show? How come you guys can't get naked?
Well, because we're boring naked. You have boobs and a dick.
We did that a lot in the first 6 months or so, and then we got really tired.
Actually, Stretch, you have tits and a dick. Shout out to steroids.
Oh, my God.
We didn't Raw Dog's ass out yesterday.
Yeah, if anybody wants to see Raw Dog's ass, it's on AliceMania.com, and of course it's on Twitter.
We gotta get set up. How are we gonna roll this? Are we gonna blindfold him or just make him go, he can go with eyes and just no hands?
Can I just say, if my dad is listening, who said he might be listening, Dad, turn off the radio now, please.
Hi, Daddy.
Just turn off the radio,
yeah,
Dad.
Foxy.
Wow, Father's Day came early this year.
Please, Dad.
I'm gonna corrupt your
I love
son.
You, Dad. Turn off the radio.
Oh, God.
Just do it now.
I guess I have to get
out. Bring you out here? You want to go out and then come back in with her?
Why? You want to go out and take clothes off and then come back in? It's more of a surprise. Do you want to take your clothes off in front of us, or do you want to take your clothes off in the green room?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You're little.
I'm taking my clothes off.
Or is it just because you're humongous?
This is a shoe's on
now. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Rodog, are you taller than us?
Look at it.
I think so.
He's like, what, 6'4"?
Yeah. She comes up to my arm.
All right, it's ts-foxy with two X's dot com. You can go to that website and see her complete. Are you completely naked on your website?
Well, yeah.
I just clicked on there when I got the link.
You guys can check out the blog. It's free, and it keeps you updated and all this stuff.
It's got a video on there.
Yeah, there's a little preview you guys can check out.
What do you do in the preview?
I'm writing some nice cock, you know, and just introducing myself.
You're writing some nice cock?
Yeah. You have a computer. Why don't you pull it up?
I don't know how to use a computer.
I think he just doesn't want to get excited while I'm here.
Aren't you about to take your little wiener out?
Yeah, I think we'll hold off for the real thing.
Yeah, I know. Why would I go to the website right now when I can see it in real life?
Well, then do it. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, do it then.
Are we ready?
Take your clothes off, bitch.
Oh.
What, nice. She likes that, I like that.
Yeah, she does. Stretch, you're going to be the man who's going to be gluing
the
money.
Wait, what kind of glue is this?
Eyelash glue.
Because you're sniffing it, so I don't know if that's...
I just smelled it. As soon as I opened it, I can smell it. It's eyelash glue.
Yeah, it'll come off. You'll be right.
Okay.
And
you know more about eyelash glue than I do.
Now!
Yeah, actually.
Out come the titties. Scott Green, you've got to be excited about those.
What? Will this work right?
She's pretty much a girl.
She's a she. I respect.
Oh,
it's a she.
See, thank you very much.
I'm respectful.
And then she's going to take the pants off. She's got panties on. And still, I would say that's a girl, right? Scott Green, you can't look. You got to look. You may as well.
I got to look.
It's a girl.
I'm going to look.
It's a gill?
A gill. Is that how you talk?
Oh, I can talk funny. And here it comes. Are you ready? I think this should be a drum roll for this.
Man, it's too early for this shit.
It's never too early for some dick. Unleash.
There's a button.
I got a drum roll over it.
Hey!
Oh, she's hiding the wiener.
Yeah.
A little shy. Man, like
from this angle, she looks
here.
Like a girl. She looks like a girl to you, Scott.
Yeah.
Looks like a girl.
That's
a lovely
all, that's
lady.
All about to change.
I know.
She's got.
Keep on drinking your Red Bull.
She's got her pubic hair. I just saw you got a little landing strip there.
Yeah.
And you're covering what looks like it could potentially be a penis and ball area.
Maybe.
But as far as I can tell, the way she is right now, she is a girl. Scott, look at her. She is a woman.
Yeah.
Full woman.
A lady.
How the fuck did you get an ass?
It's a Latino booty.
Latino dudes don't have asses.
Beans and rice.
Man, she's got an ass. It's pretty much a girl. It's a girl. All you're going to be doing, we're basically going to pay you to get money from a naked lady.
With my mouth.
A dick.
Turn off the radio again, Dad. Hurry up.
All right, let's try to clear this area a little bit over here.
All
right. Move this stuff over here. Okay.
I'm the gluer.
You're the gluer. Stretch is going to be doing the gluing. How are we going to glue this one on?
We're going to fold that one into a loop.
Right. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Wait, is this guy going to be blindfolded? Because if so, this would be the time to do it.
Oh, my God. Really?
Tully, why you got to give away some shit?
Yeah!
I think that...
That one's just unfair. Like, how do I even...
Alice,
you can do it without
touching. How do I even make an attempt at that?
You can do it without touching.
Oh, I think they're going to do a cock ring.
Yeah!
Is that it?
I think she was the last one in the room to get it.
All right, let's see if this works.
Okay, we're gluing some money on to the boobies right now.
I'm hoping it stays well.
Stretch is trying to glue some money onto the boobies.
I'm hoping too.
Are my hands freezing cold?
I'm freezing cold.
Turn the AC
down. Turn the AC off.
No, it's okay.
Are you rather cold?
My nipples will stay hard.
You want to stay hard?
Yeah!
Back rack, you probably shouldn't be in here.
Oh,
you
here's a ring.
Come in.
So like that. And then we fold it together.
Yes.
Some great, so just everybody can watch.
Here's the $100 bill. How are we gonna
it's like
do?
That.
Right.
That's where we're gonna go. That, but that's the last one. This is a lot of money. I gotta get to going. Can somebody else grab a sponge and help me load?
Yeah, hell let's no. Get these. If anybody wants to to give us a call right now while we're putting the money on the lovely Foxy, the number is 866 your faction. We'll take some calls. Tully, what have you been doing lately?
Sleeping.
Right. That's it. All
most,
the time.
Most recently, sleeping.
Really?
I'm doing really, really lame stuff. Trying to find a place to get married. That's
yeah,
awful.
Vegas?
No, I know where I want to get married in Malibu, but we had a place and it fell through and now we got to start. It's awful planning a wedding. It's really awful when you plan it the first time and then it doesn't work out and then you got to plan it all over again.
It's crazy that you're organizing it.
Well, we are organizing it.
It's crazy that we are organizing it.
How do you mean?
Well,
as opposed to like having my chick just tell me where to be?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess. I mean, I care.
I think it makes you... I'd rather marry you than me.
Tough fucker, sensitive.
No, the way that I look at it, a friend of mine put it really, really well, and the way that the only way that I can give a shit about it at all is it's basically like you're just throwing the best party you'll ever throw for your friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you look at it that way, then you give a shit about, you know, what's the entertainment, where are we drinking, what are we drinking, what are we eating, that kind of thing. Yeah. It's miserable. It's no fun.
Photo op.
It's getting...
I'm looking at my camera. I just took a photo, and the other photo in the backup is of Raw Dog's ass.
No, I haven't seen. Before you finish that question, no,
you
I haven't
seen,
seen
Raw
it.
Dog's ass. It's quite a treat. Look at the grill marks.
You're missing lines on it.
It's everything I expected and more. Have you guys gotten many phone calls this morning from the West Coast? Or are you talking to primarily East Coast people?
West Coast. There's been some West Coast.
Okay.
I can Twitter tits, right?
Tweet photo, aren't I?
I think we're TwitTick.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to do it.
Twit this!
You can do it later, all right, Tussin Bag?
Yeah.
I'll cover my nipples.
Okay.
Right. Well, let's get a photo where you can do it, because we can see, because people, just go to ts-foxy.com, but if you don't, you can go on my Twitter. Can you cover your nipples, please? And there we go. At Alice Mate to see. We're going to take some phone calls right now while we're taping money to the lovely Foxy. Hello, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
This is Lisa. Does he want to talk to me?
Who is this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, he wants to talk to you. Go ahead.
Oh, crazy Lisa?
Oh, crazy Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh,
how's
Jesus,
it going?
This chick. It's really crazy.
What can we do for you, Lisa?
Oh my gosh. Well,
you just want to hear yourself on the radio?
No, I do not.
Then what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about what's going on in your studio today.
Can I say that I'd rather eat money off Foxy than Crazy Lisa, probably?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just saying.
If I was there, I'd put money on her.
You'd put money on her, would you, you crazy rebel? Did you know, Foxy, have you ever been in a, because Lisa used to work in the booth thing, you know, where you
peep show.
Where you put have you ever worked in a peep show?
No.
Would you?
I think that would be cool.
You would do that?
Yeah. Gotta say, you know, try everything.
Well, yeah, because they can't touch it. It's kind of funny, actually.
So Lisa aspires to have seven or eight guys jerking off their windows at her.
Awesome.
Wow, that's hot.
Well, it is. I like to watch people jerk off, but it's funny as hell. Because they try not to make fuck faces and shit. It's like, what? It's like, dude, you're like jerking off. Just do it.
I'm putting a photo of you, Foxy, and I'm putting your website on there so people know to go find you on my Twitter.
Awesome. Thank
That's
you.
What I do for you, Foxy. That's what I do.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank
I
you.
I would fuck you in a cave.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew, Lisa?
You would?
Yes, I would. Not you, Lisa. Foxy. I'm not fucking you with Tully's dick. I don't know why I put Tully in this, just because you just got here, sorry.
You're a nice friend.
Yeah. Is there anything else I can do for you, Lisa?
No.
All right, have a good one.
I think we start this game.
Think we're ready?
Ready?
We got small bills left, but we're good on the big ones here.
Well, wait a minute. What about
just lost a bill.
Well, we got to put the big bills on. Yeah, the two hoops.
Where's the big money?
Right there in front of you.
Yeah, right. If I'm doing this, get that big money on there.
Hey, we're dropping money left and right.
Where's the money?
If I'm doing this, I'm fucking going for it. Fuck this shit.
Kill the air.
Kill the air.
There's them.
Right. Wow, you know what I just realized? The air
makes a lot of noise.
It makes a lot of noise. How about that?
What? Hey.
Wow. Amazing.
If you want to get technical, though, it probably doesn't go out over the air, because one of the things that Sirius does is they cancel out any continuous, steady noise.
Is just
noise, so it goes away.
I don't know.
Fascinating.
So people did not just hear you turn the air off.
Right. Foxy puts these two on.
Right. Okay, Foxy. Your money's falling off.
Yeah.
I am getting high from the glue smell.
I know.
Yeah, this acetone.
Yeah.
No shit.
Are you high this morning, Scott Green?
I allegedly smoked a little bit this morning.
So you're not that broke?
Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm at my friend's house.
Do you have a trust fund?
No.
Your friend gave you some pot marijuana.
Yeah.
So it's illegal.
He's not. I have a card, so no, it's
you
not.
You have a card.
These are spurious allegations. They're completely
not true. I have a card, and he has a card, and he just gave me some stuff because I'm staying at his house. You know,
and
so, you know.
I was just touching Foxy's butt. Foxy's got a great butt, dude. I don't know how gay that makes me, but Foxy's got a great butt.
However gay it makes you, I'm about to trump it all,
motherfucker. Is it gay to want to fuck you?
No.
It's not, right?
It's gay if you want to fuck him.
Well, thanks for clarifying that, Foxy.
That's Thursday.
I've been confused all day with Stretch's big pectorals and coming out with his wife-beating fucking Michael Jordan t-shirt. He's looking good today. Shout out to steroids. They've really kicked in well on this guy.
He's looking...
We're finding it hard to glue the money in. Yeah. Oh, she's rubbing
all
his arm.
Yeah. I like big boys.
Well, that's good. It'll come up more
easily. You do like big
muscles,
boys?
You know?
Yeah. Oh, he's very powerful.
Pretty fat.
Can you imagine just falling asleep in that loving embrace? It's like a,
I actually can.
It's like a gigantic,
I'm like a bear.
Living, breathing teddy bear.
Are we ready?
Foxy's got a penis.
No, we're good.
Thanks, Jason.
Like it's, it looks.
Thanks for reminding me.
Are you getting it?
There's two, so you're getting one, and he's getting one.
I'm getting one?
Yeah.
I got a job.
He said I have a job.
Hey, if I was broke and I got fired the same day Tully quit this show, I'd suck that dick for $100. I'm not living at anybody else's house.
In case you were wondering what you're going to have to do for the $100.
I'd suck that dick to keep this morning slot.
When I saw Megan into the ring, I kind of put one and one together.
That's right. We've had this discussion.
Yeah, I talked about it yesterday. I suck a dick to keep my job. I just know that it's not in jeopardy. But if it's in jeopardy...
I prefer to suck a dick
for a job. If I was
going to
suck a dick, it would be yours, Foxy.
I hope so.
Any dick on the planet.
I really hope so.
You are the number one dick I want in my mouth.
Yes.
Out of any other dick I can think of on the planet.
This is like when you work something out with your wife or husband, that there's one person you could cheat with, like your fantasy cheat. It's now fun. You've got your fantasy dude.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I can't wait to get home and tell my wife the good news. Babe, guess what? If I can fuck a dude, I want to fuck Foxy. And you're not a dude. I'm just saying that's good because it's a radio. Yeah, you're a woman.
You better watch out.
You're a beautiful woman. I don't have to. You're way more of a girl than you are a guy. So I don't have to watch out. Even though you're Mexican, I'll beat your ass. My wife's Mexican. That'd be a good fight. You versus my wife, Alice Mania.
Yeah, we're very feisty.
You are.
So don't fuck with me.
I'm not going to. But Scott Green is going to.
Yeah.
Scott Green, are you ready? I can see you're stroking your...
He even braided it to little reins so that I can grab him by his chin.
Oh,
that's not quite right.
Foxy.
I had those braided for like a week. Thank you.
Do you want to put the...
Where's the other
one? Where's the other what?
Oh. Yeah, she's got the rings.
Right, she's going to put the rings on. And we're going to glue those.
Lord of the Rings.
Going to glue them?
No, you just put them on there.
I'm like, wait.
Yeah, you don't need to glue them. Will they fall off if they're not glued? Or they stay there.
Well, I'm not even hard, so how do you get off?
Well, I don't know. How do you? Maybe you can make it smaller.
Why don't you put your lips around me?
You want me to blow you?
Yeah.
I can't.
Fluffer.
I can't.
Yeah, there you go.
A fluffer.
For once, I need a fluffer.
Is it cheating, Bacharach, if you blow Foxy?
If you blow Foxy?
No, if you do.
If you blow Foxy.
Why would it be cheating?
Raw Dog just wants to see her. You can't just get hard?
She's not white, so she doesn't taste funny.
Yeah, do Mexicans taste funny to you, Bacharach? Because Bacharach said white people taste funny.
I don't know.
Well, they taste like honey or something.
You've never made out with a Mexican?
Oh, I'll make out with you. Come here.
She can't. She's got a boyfriend.
I don't think he'll mind.
You want to make out with her?
I'm sure he'll be fine with this. Having never met this guy, I have no doubt he'll be 100% A-okay with this.
Yeah. You got that, money on your penis?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
You get one.
At least 100 of it.
Right. The 100 one is the back one, up against the balls. And then the 20 spot is going to be over the top of that.
The 20 will stick in the crack of my ass.
There you go. That's easy.
That'll be easy to find.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now about to do a contest.
I wish I was bobbing for dollars.
Well, maybe we can arrange something for you. You've done a great job. The least we can do is hook you up in some other way. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you the game ATM with Scott Green, a desperate broke man who is looking for some cash with the lovely Foxy, ts/foxywith2xs.com. Check her out. She is a hot Mexican chick with a dick. and she has money all over her. Scott, is there like a time thing, or are we just going to watch this dude take it all?
I think until he decides he doesn't want any more money.
Yeah, I say he's got all day.
Right. So we're just going to kick back and watch him? Yeah, you got your hands behind your back. You don't need headphones for this, dude. Take your headphones off.
Give you more room to maneuver.
How do you feel, Scott? You look good, dude.
I'm a little nervous, I think.
All right, let's see where you...
No, your cheeks aren't red yet.
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous.
All right, do you have another camera? Give me another camera, because I need another angle of this.
Ugh.
Foxy, you really do
I'm getting lightheaded with this
backpack,
blue.
Front pocket.
You really do have a big ass.
Thanks, you have a big bald head.
Thank you. I have a big ass also. This is great music to watch somebody take money off a penis. I'm ready when you are.
Should he be on his knees?
Well, he can't be on his knees to get the ones off the boobs.
Oh, okay.
ATM starting now with Scott Green. Take it away, Scott Green.
Go for this.
Just take the money at will. Right.
He's
got himself a 10 spot off a booby.
15. Oh,
you sucked their
shit.
You sucked their boobs.
Yeah,
there's definitely a little mouth on nipple contact there.
Oh, a little scruff. That feels nice.
Yeah, don't forget, Scott, the further you get into this, the hotter she gets.
Yeah, there you go. She's bending over. Nice. Oh, there you go, Scott.
That 20's a moving target now.
He's got another one off the cheek. And she's moving the cheeks, and here goes. Is he going for the? He's going for the 20 spot.
He's not making it easy to get the butt crack 20.
Oh my
he's
god!
He's gonna have to get his face up in
there. Yeah, make him work for it. Oh my god! Oh, his tongue is out trying to get it. Oh, he was in the ass.
Yeah.
Scott Green in the ass of Foxy, and then he's got the more. He's got some more. Getting more back in the ass. And then,
he's
ladies and gentlemen,
off the ass at this point.
This could be
this is fun.
One of the greatest things Scott Green has ever done in his life. Potential Hall of Famer for
he's Hall of
potential
Flamer,
Hall of Flamer. Potential Hall of Flamer, Scott Green.
No doubt, a highlight reel moment for his dad too. Listening along at home.
Shout out to Mr. Green!
I don't know how he's going to do this.
Okay, ready?
Does Mr. Green have a website we should plug right about now? Go for it, buddy.
Isuckcock.com?
That's right.
Hang on a minute.
She's pushing his head!
Oh, my God.
It came unraveled.
Wait a minute. Did you get the other one? There was two on there. He didn't get them both in one shot.
Where was the second one?
Yeah, put the $100 one on there again. That was nowhere near $100 worth.
It's ring around the corner. It's on the corner.
Put it back on there. You didn't get that.
Here. I thought I got it.
I don't think you did.
Nothing but net.
Any minute now. Okay. Foxy's going to
Scott
put it
now
back.
Crawling around on the floor.
Picking up.
He's like, where's that 100? Where's that 100?
Digging for Bill is covered in glue and sweat
and shame.
This is going to pay for all the weed, allegedly, to make me feel better about today.
Okay, all right, now come over here, because I can't get a good angle of this.
Wrap your mouth around it.
What?
Wrap your mouth around it. Open up. Don't just grab it on the side. I want you to, like, really
it's
wrap
like
your mouth around
something.
It.
It's not rape. You didn't say no.
I'm going to force you to get this.
We're getting multiple camera
this
angles
this. Is what I do
this.
In videos. I make guys...
But point it to me a little bit.
You know,
point your penis to me.
I force my cock. Okay?
Yeah, turn
point your penis to me a little bit.
We need a better angle.
Yeah.
Open. No, don't. No. Open up. Stick your tongue out.
Okay. No, that's
not.
Oh.
It's still in my head. God, he tried to bite me.
No, it came
up.
It's coming
off. No, it's still
alive.
It's still
alive. Scott, please, need I remind you, the object of the game is not to blow him.
Oh!
Yeah, come on. This is a leisure hour here. Just go for the money.
I know,
just
really.
Just get it over
done
with.
You can put your illicit pleasure to the side for a moment and just do some work.
If you bite, I'm going to slap you.
Don't look at it. Just do it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Down, he's 100 and something richer.
Oh, my goodness. Scott Green.
Now he's red. Now he's red.
Now he's red.
He earned the $100.
Yay.
Wow, dude.
I put the air on, it's hot in here.
I'm secure in my masculinity, and I like instant cash.
Yeah, you just
even
blew it, dude.
You see the video.
Congratulations. That's How does it feel to have a dick in your mouth?
A little gay.
That is a really good question.
Definitely a little gay.
Wow, Scott Green, ladies and gentlemen. What a guy. What an effort.
Wow, I never had morning head before.
I think I rather would have gotten kicked in the head by Mayhem again. Like,
I was mellow.
How about I kick you? Just for fun.
Can you? Can you?
Kick him in the head?
Yeah.
No, oh, that's a little...
She can't reach. No. Isn't that way she can reach?
No. Not even
hold on! What? For the rest of the pile of money!
Or...
What?
Paddle.
Whatever. We just turned Foxy loose.
Jeez. Yeah, pull your pants down and let her go loose on your ass.
Let me see your herring right
for the rest of the money. Look at her. How hard could she hit you?
She's tiny.
Hey, I work out, so it might be hard.
That hurt. It really hurts.
I bet. Yeah. Is that the one that got the grow marks on your ass?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Fucking A. What is wrong with me?
You're broke. That's what's wrong.
I'm not.
At least you're not into crime.
I'm not taking my cock out.
Nobody asked for your cock out.
There are worse ways to make,
$100-something. Those are cute.
Yeah, you want to put the ridges on it so we see the barbecue marks.
Oh, barbecue. Watch your hands, Scott.
Wait, got you.
Burger King, this motherfucker.
Flame broiled.
Ready? Count to three, everybody.
One, two, three. Unleash. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got more than that.
Wow, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, come on, get in there.
Are you sure?
It's like a cutting board she's hitting me with.
Oh.
It's like I hit the wall, doesn't it?
A big swing.
Just wail. Just get it going.
One really good one.
Get it going. Now get it going in there. He's going to get that money.
Ouch.
Get it in there. You know, bash him with it. Keep going.
He's so brutal.
Keep going. That's the bit when he flinches. It's the bit where you hit him again.
Your turn, because since you sit on your ass all day.
No.
I don't sit on my ass all day.
Yes, you do.
I do a lot of stuff.
He's scared.
Yeah, like you're like one of the few people at this point who hasn't been paddled with that between me and Scott. Yeah.
I won the contest. Why should I have to do it?
Because I said so.
I have a job.
You
I have
up
everything.
6:30 in the morning.
Stretch woke you up at 7 in the morning.
You're supposed to be the best at everything, and you should be able to take a paddle.
Come on.
Oh, no, you're challenging me, so now I have to do it. I'm not scared of any of you assholes.
Well, then bend over. Drop your pants.
God, fucking...
Come on, you got snake bites in your back of your neck. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, how cool your tattoo.
Yeah, I got raw dog on my ass, which doesn't mean what you think. Just hit me.
God, he has the...
Hurry up and hit me!
1, 2,
just fucking do
three.
See? It fucking hurts, see? How? I told you!
Ouch.
Oh, it's like a delayed thing.
Yeah.
And she did that like 8 times to me.
Yeah.
All right. See? That shit hurts.
Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Oh. Yeah!
Here, you win a trophy.
That's my surf trophy. I surf 6 to 8 cloud break.
So does that mean that gets to be mine too?
It's all yours, dude. Oh, all the money is yours.
Okay. We're going to make it rain on you, okay?
Jason, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Pay off. Hey, how you doing?
Man, I really... Did that just happen?
It's funny when things happen this early in the morning. There's
sort of I don't feel like it happened.
Like a dream quality to it.
Did you just...
I'm like half asleep, so I'll wake up tomorrow and be like, oh my God, what just happened? Was that a dream?
What's up, Jason?
I was rooting for you to get morning wood when Scott moved in.
What's up, Jason?
Oh, nothing much. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What do you got?
Your new time is pretty good, and it's the craziest one I've ever listened to.
Yeah, we're okay. Yeah. Okay, I really appreciate Foxy coming in. You did a great job. I don't think we could have got anything to work the way it did. Foxy sort of took control and pushed Scott Green around fucked his head. It was awesome.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'm just from the West Coast.
Thank
here,
you for giving me the
Columbia.
Opportunity to suck dick.
Yeah.
Appropriate.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, you bet.
Later, mate. I really felt just for a second, Tully, just for a second, I thought right when Foxy took control of Scott.
Manually. Right when his face was... like right up in her shit,
and then
she grabbed the head, and then she like she knew what she was doing, and she was executing all the tricks at her disposal.
I started to feel bad because I don't know. I mean, Scott, you're single though, right?
Yes.
See, just for a second, and I think it's because of the way I've been trained in my younger life to think that there could be something wrong with that, even though there's nothing wrong with that.
I just imagine in my head the big clit conversation from the other day, and that she had a gigantic clit. That was all that was
she
going through my head.
She does have a gigantic clit.
That was all that was going through my head. It was a gigantic clit.
You know, it was just steroids made my clit really big.
That's all exactly. It's just
it's not like I haven't been there, Scott.
I know.
Mark, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Mark, man. I'm from the East Coast.
Right on, dude. What can we do for you?
I love your show, bro. I just got to say, you know, I got my XM radio. I drive truck for a living, and I this is the best thing you guys have ever done coming on a morning show. But he said, you know, did he really actually put his lips around it?
Allegedly, it's neither here nor there, but there's a, you know, I mean, I don't, maybe.
I'm securing my masculinity like instant cash.
You're definitely gay, bro.
No, you're saying he's gay now.
Oh, he's definitely gay. You know, if you just touch him with your lips once, that means you're gay. I mean, there's no.
Maybe you should marry Raw Dog.
Maybe we should go to Boston.
Now that you're a gay man, you could marry Raw Dog.
Would you treat me well, Raw Dog?
It's not gay, it's bisexual.
I'll be your sugar daddy with my trust fund.
Sorry, Foxy, what'd you say?
He's bi. He can. Technically, he can. That's like a bisexual.
Technically, you're now bisexual. Congratulations, Scott Crane!
You're not fully gay unless you said.
Thank you. I would like to thank the penises for allowing me to be bisexual.
What?
I would like to thank the penis for allowing me to be bisexual, apparently.
You gotta be happy about that.
Thank you, Foxy, for allowing me to be bisexual. And all the money in my pocket.
Mike, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah, I'm calling from the West Coast. I listen to your show every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the greatest fucking way to start the morning.
Nothing like sucking a dick to get your day going, right, Scott?
Fuck yeah.
Makes for a stiff cup of coffee and a stiff cock, and I'm ready to go.
There's a button. And we're on with Russ, because it's final calls on the Jason Ellis Show. 866-YO-FACTION. What's up, Russ?
Hey, what up, Ellis? Love the show, man. I listen every day. I got a question. I'm wondering if this makes Scott Green cock-sucking champion over Assless Matt now.
Wow. Are you the cock-sucking champion of the world? That is a good question.
I think Assless Matt put a lot more into his cock-sucking, for
no
sure.
No disrespect to Foxy, but the cock that Assless Matt sucked was like 9 inches. It was huge.
Wow.
It was. And Raw Dog even did one big, like, you know, the big black.
You sucked like a 7-inch black cock.
But he did it. He did a bigger one, and he did it with more aplomb, I would say.
You gagged on your cock, though. And that's your cock was being thrusted into your face.
That's also true.
Wow, that's hot. That's like a fantasy. I would love to just see.
Now that I'm bisexual, I don't want to talk shit, but I don't think I would have gagged. I'm just saying.
Right. No, I don't think you would have gagged. No. You didn't look like you were about to gag at all. You looked like you were ready to handle the full cock.
I don't know about that, but
you look very much in your element.
You look like a cocksucker to me, right, Tully? Chris!
Hey, time to man up and double down. Dirty waffle, double or nothing.
Dude, thanks. Do you know what a dirty waffle is, Tully?
I do not.
We were talking today. Do you know what it is, Foxy?
Mm-mm.
Somebody said dirty waffle. I don't know where
we were talking
from.
About, like, waffles, and if, like, our intern dropped one on the ground.
Yeah,
it would be a dirty waffle. And I said, a dirty waffle sounds like some weird sex maneuver.
Yeah, and then we were like, what doesn't somebody come up with what a dirty waffle would be? And then, before that happened, it's already been invented. The dirty waffle, there is a sex maneuver called the dirty waffle,
which
it's when you take a shit on a girl's chest and then hit her in the chest with a tennis racket.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Can you believe how fucked up some people are on the planet?
Frat boys really got to get a life. Yeah.
Did you just see what I did? Yes, I can.
I don't think it was that fucked up, really. Tom, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Hey, what's up, man?
What up, Tom?
Hey, Minneapolis, man. I love this show. The morning show is perfect. But, say, Foxy, you guys have been sitting there talking.
Hang on a minute. Foxy doesn't have headphones.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's kind of for both of you. My best friend actually has been having sex with transsexual prostitutes now for about 3-4 years.
Yep.
Finally talked me to. I just thought it was kind of weird, kind of whatever. Don't judge. But the last time I videotaped it for him, and it kind of, you know what? It was kind of sexy. It was kind of hot.
You videotaped your buddy having sex with a tranny?
Wow! Did you steal the content?
I did. You know, and the funny thing is, you know what? He uses the excuse that he doesn't want to get his wife pregnant. He's married.
Yeah.
So fuck her in the ass.
You know, he's not bisexual. No. He just doesn't want to get his wife pregnant.
No, he's bisexual, right, Foxy?
Well, you know, in our world, guys who like transsexuals, we still consider them straight. I mean, we're women in our eyes.
But you just said that Scott Green was bi.
Just because they have a penis, you know. To me, bisexuality is liking the same sex. Technically, yes, I may be a male, but in our world, it would be like him sucking, you know, your dick or something. Then it'd be like, ooh, a guy and a guy, you know. But we're like our own kind, you know. We're our own breed, so.
Do you want to get married one day?
Of course. And I want children.
How do you do
either
that?
Either adopting or, you know, a surrogate mother.
I think you'd be a great mom.
I love children. I love babies.
Good. I hope this helps you with your friend's bisexuality, sir.
Yeah, I just thought I was curious.
Apparently he is not bisexual, though, you're saying.
You haven't fucked the tranny yet?
Well, you know what? You know, when I videoed it, you know, I'm not much of a leather Cheerio fan myself. I don't even like wetting my own ass, but, you know, it was what it was. I mean, it was kind of interesting.
Would you do it?
Would I do it? No, yeah. Not personally. No.
No? Because you don't want no one to know you did it? Or because you're just not turned on by it?
Maybe if you're as hot as Ellis says you are, and I'm sure you are, and you put $100, maybe.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I feel like if you're gonna film your buddy doing it, it's kind of you're almost there.
It's just one more step, man.
It sounds like you're just waiting for someone to just tell you to go for
it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we're not trying to accuse you of any. I really feel like you're kind of almost there.
Yes. So it's okay. We're giving you the green light.
I think if there was no camera and no friend around, I think you would do it.
Yeah, fuck it, dude.
You know what? I don't know.
That was a hesitation, like you've already done it.
Right.
You just don't want
to. What do
we
give this guy about 4 months? I mean, because $100 isn't going to make me perform a sex act that I'm not interested in performing.
Right. Well said, Scott Green. Sarah, you're on the Jason Ellis Show. What's up? You have a question? Hang on a minute. Hang on, Sarah. You have a question? Bacharach.
Foxy, this is an honest question. Do you have a vagina?
No, I'm not a hermaphrodite.
Oh. No. Like, I thought, like, you constructed one or whatever.
Oh,
like,
that was surgically. A sex
yeah.
No. She have a vagina.
Yeah.
What?
I'm, like, seriously curious.
A penis and balls and a vagina?
Yeah. Why not?
No, that's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, that's a hermaphrodite.
Well, hermaphrodites are, like, born like that. Well, but you could, like, construct one surgically.
Oh, yeah. You can get a sex change.
But that's a transsexual. Do you,
You'd probably get rid of the penis first, and then you'd get a vagina.
You turn the penis into a vagina.
They don't get rid of it. They just invert it.
That's right. They turn it into a vagina.
Yeah.
And you are...
They use everything that you have.
You're a pre-op.
Yeah, I'm a pre-op transsexual.
Right. Post-op means it... It's who that is with a vagina.
Oh, he knows more than shit.
Jason Ellis Show. I know all about inside out vaginas.
He knows trannies.
I know trannies, man.
Now I know.
One time a tranny banged me in the ass. Tried to, anyway. It was suction.
Oh, yeah, I remember back in the day when you were in, like, Amsterdam.
Fucked with my emotions big time for, like, a year.
Came home crying like a bitch.
I did. And Sarah, now you have a question.
Hi, Sarah. Oh, well, sorry. Hi. I'm nervous right now.
It's okay.
Hi, Sarah.
I realize that I'm big time. It's okay to be nervous. You have a question for Raw Dog.
I don't have a question. I just wanted to let Raw Dog know that I think he's adorable.
Oh.
You think he's adorable like a teddy bear or an adorable like you would like to suck a $100 bill off his penis?
I don't think... I would have to have $100 on his penis.
Ooh, you have an admirer.
Well, thank you.
He's so cute.
You must have seen me getting my ass peddled on Twitter recently.
You do have a nice ass. You do.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the best time to wake up in the morning right now. I never thought you guys were doing a morning show today. And it was, like, the best morning I've had.
We're on every morning for a month.
On
really?
Stars 2.
Stars 2 in the morning, and every Friday we are simulcast Faction and Stars 2 every Friday morning for a month.
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to mention that I think it's bullshit Scott Green doesn't have a job.
Yeah, well, Scott Green's going to get a job. We'll figure out something for Scott Green.
Oh, okay. Because I think he's shit, too, so...
All right, thank awesome. You.
I blame Barack Obama for reducing you to this guy.
Why does Chuck B. from Prick Magazine... Have you ever been in Prick Magazine?
No, but...
Please call me. Can't get through. And then just keep calling again, Chuck from Chuck B from Prick Magazine.
Hi, Chuck B.
I don't have time to fucking call you. We've got final calls. We've only got 5 minutes left. John, you're on the Jason Ellis Show with Foxy. TS-Foxy with two X's .com.
Hells, mate. It's Houston.
What up, Houston? How you doing?
I am awesome, man. It's great to hear you in the morning, especially here in a live show Friday morning. There's no better way to end the week off, brother.
I know. Is the AC... Can you turn the AC on? The fuck, you guys? Sorry, it's super hot in here. It's probably because of Foxy. Still have no top on. It's very awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of warm.
And then I feel like the heat and
got,
the feet...
My nipples got fat, so that means...
The heat and the glue vapors, it's pretty intense in here right now. Yeah. We're partying, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday.
Intoxicating, you might say. The scent is intoxicating.
Your glue titties are intoxicating.
I blame everything on the glue. I got high off the glue.
No, I shut the door. We got the AC cranking now. We're all right. We like getting high. I'm not complaining about it. What's up, Houston? What do you got?
Hey, man, you guys did a great job. I didn't get to hear all the show, but the part that I heard, so you know, half of it or so, was awesome. And I'm happy for you, man. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work, and you're kicking ass.
Thanks, buddy. If you want to hear the replay, it'll be on this afternoon, 12 o'clock West Side, which means 3 o'clock Eastern. Angela.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Just for the record, I'm in Oklahoma, not on a coast.
Okay.
And I didn't get to, of course, see the show, but I would have loved to, because that shit sounded hilarious.
Well, unfortunate for Scott Green, AliceMania.com.
And don't let the smell of the glue make any excuses for you putting a dick in your mouth.
Yeah, Scott. He can't hear, but yeah, gay, you're gay, Scott.
What?
You're just saying that you're gay.
No, thank you.
And Sticky Taint.
You.
What up, Sticky Taint?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Fucking awesome, bro.
People who don't know Sticky Taint, Sticky Taint has had an ongoing... What? I'm pulling my balls off the side of my leg.
Punched in the face by a prostitute now.
He got beat up by Scott Green twice. First time, we weren't so sure. Second time, one hell of a fight. I say it was the greatest fight. Frank DeCaro, you're gay and you're here. Look at it.
He came to see some boobies in the morning.
I like Frank DeCaro from our queue, ladies and gentlemen. You just finished your show.
No, I'm just starting.
You're just starting. So we're not in competition? You're fucking lucky, Frank, because I was about to kick your ass right there.
Oh, well. Did you have fun with Puppet the other day?
I did have fun with Puppet. Too. Not as much fun as fucking Raw Dog did when he lost to a wrestling match with him. I'll see you. You're going to come on the show?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Good to see you, Frank. Frank DeCaro from OutQ. Sorry, Sticky Taint, you were saying?
I just want to know, Frank, I mean, if Scott's going to be on Frank's show, too, now, that since he's allegedly came out.
This from the guy that I fucking whooped twice, so if I'm gay, I don't know why this guy's talking
you know
any
what's,
shit.
You know what's crazy, Sticky Taint, is you got beat by a dude who sucked a dick.
Yeah. You're a gay man's bitch.
Man. Yeah, exactly. So shut up, really, just fucking shut it down now.
What?
I think I might start drinking again now.
You haven't drank this whole time? You haven't been drinking this whole time?
I'll have like one or two beers every once in a while.
Keep it that way, dude. I've seen you drunk. You're a fucking moron when you're drunk. Just have a couple of beers every now and then. Do what you're doing. Yeah, good. Don't go back, dude. You're doing good.
Yep. That's all I do now. All
right, buddy. Well, that's good to know, man. So everything else is good then?
I still box every once a week, though.
Right on. Well, if you want to come back and be in one of the Ellis Mania fights, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to suck off any prostitutes.
No, you don't. Like later, dude. I gotta go.
Just get your ass kicked.
VIP line, what's up?
Good morning, Alice.
Gay Ryan, ladies and gentlemen, who is a humongous homosexual.
Hi.
Foxy.
Hi, sister.
Foxy. What?
I said hi, sister.
Yeah, hello, stupid ass.
Hi. What's up, Foxy?
Hi.
Hey, Scott Green. I was wondering, you want to earn a little extra money over the weekend?
No, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. I'll save that for Mayhem. Your Mayhem is all yours.
Yeah. And more. I was going to ask Jason, where are you guys at in California?
We're in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Oh, okay, because I'm going to California this weekend for the Mayhem Festival.
Right, he's not going to be there, so get over it.
It's got nothing to do with it. Yeah, it's just going to be a bunch of new metal, dude. You're setting yourself up for a fall.
Yeah, you're going to be really depressed when you get there. It's like a bunch of reverse mayhems.
No, actually, I'm going to see Korn, so that's... Because I was wondering, because I think we're going to be there until Tuesday. I was wondering if I can just, if we have time, I don't know, if I can come in the studio and meet you guys.
Yes, of course you can, dude. We love you.
Well, how do I do that?
Email jellis@siriusxm.com.
All right, then.
Later, Gate. Ryan. All right, thanks everybody for being on the show. Thank you, Scott Green. Thank
you,
Foxy. ts-foxy.com with two X's. Cowfucker, let's talk taint stick.
Yes.
After the show, the replays will be on this afternoon. Thank you, Stars 2, for giving us a chance.